Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with Fire on the Earth and our special guest this week, Sister Sarah Burdick. Welcome back, Sister Sarah.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Sister. I keep waiting for the music to come on, but yeah.
Yeah, Sister is the co-host of Notes from Above.
Right.
Tell our listeners what that is and how they can. It's here Notes, on WDEO Radio.
Yeah,
right?
Notes from Above, the program that explores the intersection of music and faith. And believe me, we do all kinds of music, you know, anywhere from bluegrass to Gregorian chant. Sometimes we have guests. Deacon Tom Loy is, some people said, he's from below and I'm from above. He's very knowledgeable with music and all that. But we've been doing it for 25 years.
Congratulations.
I can't believe it. I started when I was 10 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You're a liar.
Yeah. Sister Sarah is the superior of the Servants of God's Love, a religious order here in Ann Arbor, and I've known Sister for many years.
Yeah.
And it'd be wonderful today, Sister, if we could talk a little bit about your journey into religious life, what it means to you, and just the whole encounter and walking with the Lord.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a plan for my life, okay? I've discovered that God's plan is far better than mine, but my plan for my life was, okay, once I finish, you know, graduate from the university, I'm going to get married. I want to have at least 12 kids because I love sports. So, you know, I want my own football team, baseball team, softball team, and do the math here. We got the basketball team. We can scrimmage each other, 5 on each team and 2 on the bench, okay?
So you got subs.
Yeah, exactly. Got subs for that. So anyway, that was my plan, all right? You know, I dated a guy in high school, dated a couple times in college, and, you know, I was kind of like, that's all right, okay. But I remember going to Mass and seeing the sisters, and they were the sisterhood. They weren't even the Servants of God's Love yet. They didn't have that name. And I remember thinking, oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty radical, you know, just to completely live for the Lord in that way. And let me make it clear, one vocation is not better than another. Mm-hmm. You know, marriage is a very radical vocation. Thank you for your
vocation. It costs you everything, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a blessing, and it's a good place to learn how to die to yourself and to learn how to love.
Same with religious life, right? Anyway, so that was my plan for my life. But at the same time, I'm attracted to religious life, you know, but yet, well, I want to get married. Well, and I remember just going back and forth, because it's a choice between two goods. It's not one is better than the other. And so it was like, I said to the Lord, hey, you know, why don't you do this? Send one of those sky riders, you know, those planes that write in the sky. Have you ever seen those? I haven't seen one in years. Like, just send one and just write in the sky what you want me to do. And you know what? The Lord knows me. He's like, you know, if I did that, you would go, oh, what a coincidence, you know. So anyway, I just felt like in my prayer, I just felt like the Lord said, look, I will bless you if you get married. I will bless you if you remain single and celibate and live religious life for me. And then it was like he hung up. I'm like, hello, hello, come back. But then the small print came in, which was this, but I prefer to have you for myself. And then I'm like, I'm butter. Okay. I surrender. Like, who would say no to the perfect spouse? I mean, I'm sure you're a good husband, but you ain't perfect. Am I right?
You're right.
So anyway, that began that journey. I moved in with the sisters. But, you know, it's kind of funny because the enemy keeps prowling, right? So shortly after I moved in, I went on a retreat. And, you know, there were a bunch of nice guys there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that guy, look at that guy to die for. I'm like, wait, I just moved into the hood. Yeah. I can't do that, you know. And I just said, Lord, I don't know what's going on. Maybe as soon as the retreat's over, I'll just move out. But then I said, Lord, if this is hassle, if this is the enemy trying to distract me, I'm just going to say in the name of Jesus, you know what, I'm moving in this direction. If this is what the Lord has for me, I'm going to keep going this way. And it's so funny, Peter, because I prayed that. The same guy to die for, quote, right? He walks by and I'm like, hey, yeah, good to see you. You know, it's like nothing, right? So I'm like, okay, all right, let's keep going. So it's actually a 6-year process. So you don't, you know, just like when you're dating somebody, you don't get married the next day, you know, you get to know the person, the engagement, you know, all of that. So it's a period of, you know, you're a postulant, then you're a novice, and then you make first vows, and then you renew those a couple times, and eventually final vows. Mm-hmm. So I made final vows a long time ago, Peter, 1986.
Mm, congratulations.
Don't do the math. Okay, but let me tell you what my parents said about this. Okay, so we were having dinner. It was just the three of us. And I said, and my parents knew that I was pretty deep into living, you know, in the sisterhood. And I said, Mom and Dad, I want to tell you something. My mom drops her fork. She said, "You're getting married." And I said, "Well, yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah." Okay, so I told them about making final vows. And my mom was so funny. She said, "But, Sarah, what if you do that? You take final vows, and then you see this guy, and he's really attractive, and maybe you think, oh, I wish I would have gotten married." And I said, "Mom, let me ask you a question. When you met Dad, you fell in love, right?" My dad was really a handsome dude. Really. Anyway, "You fell in love, right?" "Yeah." "Okay. And then you got married." "Yeah." "Well, after you got married, were there any guys that you're like, that guy is really cool, go with that guy?" She goes, well, yeah, there are attractive guys." But I said, "Mom, but did you go running off with them?" And she goes, "Absolutely not. I married your father." And I said, "Exactly. This is like marrying Jesus." And I think she got it. I don't know if she was happy with it.
Yeah.
But I told my father, I said, "Dad, in a certain way, this is kind of your fault, because, fault in quotes, because you're the one that really taught me to love the Lord with everything." Mm-hmm. You know, give the Lord everything, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
What would you say is at the heart of this vocation?
Love. Mm-hmm. Love, really. You know, you're wooed by love, won over by love, and everything in you is like, "Lord, I want to withhold nothing back." You know, now, it's a journey, though, because you want to keep taking things back. Like, believe me, I've had my days where, like, can I just have my way one day? Okay, how about an hour?
Yeah.
You know, because it is the ongoing conversion, regardless of what vocation you're in. I think we're all in that state of ongoing conversion with the Lord, right?
And living in community is got its strengths and weaknesses, right? Just like family life has battles, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
I could tell you a funny story.
But I think I've heard religious sisters say they know over time the question was answered, that he's enough for
Amen.
Me. He's enough. And what does that mean to you? And how is that expressed? And how does your life...
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, there's, you know, Peter, in living this life, one of the things that we really, you know, not only do we want to be a sign and a witness of God's love, the love that he has for us, but the love that is possible for us to have for him, right? It goes both ways.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put
it. We pray that's in our Servants of God's Love
prayer. Say that again, would you?
We want to be a sign and a witness today of the personal, strong love that you have for your people. We want to be a witness of the kind of love that your people can have for you. Mm-hmm. So it's that going both ways, that it's possible to live this way of life. So also what's really important, and what I try to remind people of, is we're not staying here. You know, we are passing through. So it's kind of trying to be like a living billboard, if you will, to remind people of we're going to heaven. That's what we're heaven bound, really. And I also say to people, you know, it's so important to have an eternal perspective, just to remember that, like, especially when we can go through great trials and difficulties, we have to live in the present moment because that's all we have, but yet be farsighted in that. Remember where we're bound to live, to go. So, yeah.
It's interesting you put it that way, because I often, you know, whether I'm talking to a group of priests or religious sisters, mm-hmm. your life doesn't make any sense.
No.
You know, in the sense of...
It doesn't.
On one level, you know, just on the natural level.
You're absolutely right.
But you're a prophetic. You said you're talking about the far, you know, life is short, or where life is headed.
Yep.
You're a prophetic sign. Your whole life is a prophetic witness. It's a declaration, a quiet but consistent and moving declaration to say that, you know, life is short.
Yeah.
It's a passing shadow. We're here today, gone tomorrow, and we're all invited to the banquet.
Amen.
And the only decision that ultimately matters for an eternity is the Did we make the decision to say yes to Jesus and to be baptized, to come into new life with him and prepare to meet him and live with him for all eternity? Because at the end is a marriage feast, is a banquet, right?
Amen.
And you are a sign that you're waiting, you're preparing for, you're living. You're not just passively waiting, you're living.
Yeah.
And you know it's coming, and it's going to be here in the blink of an eye, really.
Right.
And that's, So it's a constant reminder. You're communicating something to the whole body of Christ. That's one of the reasons why, the Lord has had celibacy, the celibate life, and its various expressions in the life of the community, in the church, to say marriage is fantastic. Marriage is awesome. Mm-hmm. It's God. It's natural. It's from the beginning, and God made it. But don't forget, life is short, and we're headed someplace, and we need to be attentive to it now so we prepare for the banquet. We're ready to meet the Lord, because the Father's preparing a bride for his Son.
Amen. And, we're supposed to be an all-season sign, this sign of God's of love.
Yeah.
What do I mean by that? Do you ever notice right before you go over a bridge, it says, bridge may be icy, right?
Yeah.
Do you pay attention to that sign in the summer?
No.
Neither do I, but when it's wintertime, it's like, oh, the bridge may be icy. But, I said to the sisters, we're supposed to be a non-seasonal sign. Like, we're always supposed to be a sign of his love, right? There's a passage, too, I want to just mention, the passage in Scripture where the woman breaks the alabaster jar and pours out all that ointment on the feet of Jesus. And, Judas is like, why this waste? I started thinking about that, and I thought to myself, if someone doesn't say to me, why this waste, then I feel like, have I left some oil in that alabaster jar? Have I not broken it completely?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a recent thought of mine, but before I made final vows, I ran into a high school friend, and she goes, remember that guy you dated in high school? He's a millionaire. What a waste. You're going the other way. And I said, wait a minute. I'm marrying somebody far richer. So, but at any rate, it's like, why this waste? Yeah, it is. It's a waste in the world's eyes, perhaps. But I want to be completely poured out for him.
Yeah. And it's a living witness, an incarnation. And you do it together.
Yes,
you're a communion in mission.
Yeah.
You live a missionary life together.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Mm-hmm. You're a missionary communion of sisters who've gathered around, have been gathered by the Lord to have a particular kind of relationship with the Lord for your whole life and bear witness and be a testimony. And he's giving you grace to actually do that.
Yes.
And you have trials and difficulties, but the joy that you sisters have of having him as your portion and cup as your treasure is a tremendous witness, right?
Yeah. Praise God for that. Yeah. And grace, that's a very important word.
Yeah.
It's impossible to live this life without grace.
Guess what? Christian marriage is the same thing.
It's
impossible to live that. Ask Debbie. She needs a lot of grace to be married to me. It takes a lot. It's a kind of miracle that happens for her every day.
Then you got a bunch of great kids. I didn't get to teach all of them. I didn't get to teach Josh. But yeah, and I'm sure the kids can kind of get you going, right?
Right, and the grandkids are the bomb. So should we talk about them tomorrow?
Why not? Yeah.
Anyway, time has flown by once again. Sister, you can join us again tomorrow, I hope.
Sure.
And share with us some of your favorite readings or favorite passages or things
that... You're going to get me going.
Yeah, let's do it. That'll be great. Brothers and sisters, I hope you can join us tomorrow. Tell your friends to join us. Until then, this is Peter Herbeck and Sister Sarah Burdick saying, let's all surrender our lives fully to the Lord, our prize. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.